Hello, Japan.
Hello.
Hello, Japan.
Hi, I had an issue.
Oh, say that again, sorry.
I have a bit of an issue. I'm not sure if you guys will be able to help me out with it.
Let's give it a go.
Basically, we've got 20 men here and we need to feed them.
Okay, where are you?
Well, I'm currently, we're on horseback right now. I don't know exactly where about where we're at. Here. But we have 20 knights, so.
Horseback, and you got 20 knights.
Yeah.
This is brilliant.
We gotta get food.
You do. We need to find a
Yeah.
saloon for you, don't
Yeah. It is somewhere to go. Welcome to the show. You're listening live. It's Wuppie Week. Oh my goodness. Am I really doing this? Am I really going to do a show at 7 a.m. for a week? Maybe. I don't know. There's nothing saying I can't, and I'm talking to fill up dead air as I try to find something cool to play in the background.
No, you can't.
Need to find something that loops. I'm not sure if all my volumes are right. Whatever. Hootis.
This whole thing must be a huge success if you're gonna keep going with it.
Oh. Yeah.
All week, baby.
Oh, we're calling the UK.
Nice.
Good afternoon, Bookshop Hereford. How can I help?
Hey, good afternoon. Do you have any of that? Do you have any cereal down there? Please?
Oh, he
You
said
there?
no. He said no.
Wow.
That was quick.
Wow.
That's quick. You have to try
Strike one.
a Lickle Pot, a Caribbean restaurant.
Don't have my good headset.
Oh.
I don't know how I sound.
You sound Hootis.
But. Yeah. Yeah.
Are they gonna pick up? I'll take that as a no.
It's afternoon there.
Yeah. It's like reasonable hours.
Patch Rodeo.
Hey, good
Hello?
afternoon. Hi, can you hear me? Good afternoon. Do you have any, do you still have breakfast out and shit? Can you hear me?
Oh, she hung up again. Maybe the UK isn't the best because it's probably really difficult here. I could switch over to United States.
It's probably a big delay since it's gotta like go that far.
Yeah, it's a big delay, and then there's the whole the noise.
The tariffs.
Tariffs. Oh, or why don't I have?
Strike two.
I think it's more the fault. Okay, nothing's. Yeah, we're gonna be having the same issue we were having yesterday, where nothing was open at the good hours. Wait, I don't know if I can call it New Hampshire or not. Hello? Oh, I'm not going to go very, 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 very long. Maybe 2 hours maximum. I kind of want to do like an hour and a half-ish. Why am I... She said no.
Kelly Glendon, how can I help you?
Hi, Kelly.
Hello?
Good morning. Hi. Hey, how you doing? This is Eric. I was just wondering if you had breakfast out, or...
Yeah, we serve breakfast until 10:45.
Nice. Do you got that good trash cereal? The garbage cereal or whatever? The sweet? Do you have the cereal?
No, we don't have cereal.
Do you have the cereal? Can you hear me? No, the garbage cereal? Like the good
nope.
one? The one
no,
that
I
smells like
that.
Tuna? What do you got, the 8-inch sausage? She said no.
She did. Garbage cereal. Does that count? I think so. It was about a minute. It wasn't an instant hang-up.
Yeah, I think it's got to.
Welcome to the show. You're listening live. It is April 4th.
Riverside.
Hello? What? Hi, the phone disconnected?
I don't know.
Okay, we're looking for that new cereal.
New cereal?
Yeah, we wanted to bring our cereal in. I'm not sure if you would allow that or not.
Sure, you can bring your own cereal in.
Okay, it's a garbage cereal. Is it
a
new
what?
One?
Hold on, I gotta deliver food, hold on.
Okay. It's to deliver food. Yeah. Oh, I'm muted.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, it's that new garbage cereal they've been rolling out in all the stores and stuff.
I have no idea. I don't know anything about it.
Oh, it's like, it's from the inventors of Ding Dong Flakes.
I don't know what you're talking about. I have no idea what you're talking about.
I'm not sure, like... Well, you said we could bring it in. Do you want any?
Well, what is it? Like dry cereal? I don't want any. I don't want any.
It's like, you know, they got... It's got vitamin X1000.
Oh, yeah, no, I don't want any of that, no.
It'll take the rest out of your hinges.
Yeah, okay. I'm all set. Thank you, though.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye. Oh wait, I could play that. I could play that. There's a grand total of one listener. Welcome, one listener. Oh, on the website. Carthur's here. Same with DP. I haven't seen in the mumble. Carthur says hi. Since it's just us, I could probably find that. That way we know it. Know what we're doing, oh my god. It's not a prank. I'm just going to play a Raffy McRapperson thing.
Hey, you big dummy, Harry Armstrong here. And I didn't become five-time Bejeweled Blitz Turbo Champion scoreboard leader on an empty stomach. No! That's why every morning I reach for a big old frosty cup of garbage cereal. Yeah, that's right, garbage cereal. From the cereal.
I guess I'm going to look for phone numbers on this place.
Ding Dong Flakes. Garbage cereal is loaded with vitamin X1000. That'll take the rust out of your hinges. It comes in a can, and the can's made from 30% recycled polyester. That's good for the environment. Plus, it tastes great. It's got tons of tidbits and yummy goodies. And there's a yummy gummy dumpster in every spoonful. A yummy gummy dumpster. And raisins. And good news, there's no sugar. I can spoon feed this stuff to my wife and not worry about her getting diabetes. So be a champ like me. Eat garbage cereal every day for dinner. It's fortified with enzymes and vitamin Q. Eat them in a bowl or eat them off the floor. The choice is yours, you ding-dong.
Can I have some garbage cereal?
Not till you finish your morning chores. So quit eating the usual trash. Eat some garbage cereal, you dummy. Garbage cereal.
They said no there. From the cereal. Oh, it's chaos.
Yeah, that's right. The Cereal Brothers, makers of the Ding Dong Flakes. And raisins. Take the rust out of your hinges.
I've messed up the format of the show by playing something just random.
Yeah, that's right, garbage cereal.
Welcome to the show. A lot of places are just not picking up. DP, do you want to talk to anybody? Listening live, probably most likely in the mumble.
Annie Ames.
Hello.
Hello.
Can we bring in? We want to Do you have a cereal down there?
We do not have cereal. No.
Can I bring a can of it in then?
As far as I know, you can.
I got a can of garbage cereal.
What's that?
It comes in a can. It's made with recycled polyester. It's a yummy, gummy dumpster in every spoonful. And raisins.
She wanted some.
Oh, definitely. All right, Hootis. I dialed this. I didn't even check it. Okay, it's some sort of. It's called Market Rick's Market. It's a deli. Oh, and he immediately hung up.
Damn. You must have that label on you.
Shh. Maine does not like me. I wonder how Baton Rouge is recovering from our...
Cereal down there, breakfast.
Do we have what?
Cereal.
Cereal? I don't know if we have any.
Yeah.
Cereal.
You got any garbage? Garbage cereal? The good.
I don't know.
Yeah, we just have Rice Krispies.
Oh, sweet. Do you have any, like, do you have sausage? 8-inch?
Yeah.
Yeah, nice. What else? I had another it's Friday. Or Saturday. And tomorrow's Sunday. Everybody's like chilling for the weekend. We're partying. Yeah.
Are you gonna place an order?
We need garbage cereal, please. Some of the good stuff with vitamin.
Okay, we don't have anything like that. Whatever. I'm sorry.
Damn it!
Vitamin plutonium. I'm gonna remove a couple steps.
Jameson's.
Hi. Can I? Hello. How are you doing tonight? This morning.
I'm good. How are you?
I'm okay.
Are you looking to put in an order?
Can we eat out of your garbage cans?
I'm sorry.
Can we eat out of your garbage cans?
Can I ask who's calling?
Jacoby. Oh, hello? Does that count for me?
No. That was like a bump.
I'll do another 20-second call, and then you can go.
Milliard.
Can I eat out of your garbage can?
I'm sorry?
Can I eat out of your garbage can?
Are you being serious?
Yeah.
Dude, I'll buy you something to eat.
No, it's okay. I just want to eat out the garbage. I'm trying to get sick.
Oh. Oh, well, that's... Ours is actually stored inside, so it doesn't... it's stored in a garage, so it doesn't people don't have access to it.
Oh, dang.
Yeah, it's a bummer.
Do you have... Well, if I come in, could you, like... Can I get access to it, and I could eat a little bit of garbage?
I mean... I won't tell you no, but somebody else might, you know.
All right. Do you know of anyone who has garbage I can eat?
I'm trying to think. We're a pretty small town.
Yeah. When's garbage day?
Let's see. When is garbage day? Mondays? Tuesdays. Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays.
Is it from 7 to 10 Eastern?
It's from like 8 a.m. till 4 p.m. Eastern.
Okay. All right. That'll be opportune for me then. That way I keep all the mess contained.
Yeah. Yeah. That'd be great.
Oh, if I find anything cool, do you want it? I don't need anything. I just want to eat some garbage.
Yeah. Yeah, no, maybe if you find some decent shoelaces or something, I could go for that.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome. Well, hey, man, I got to get back to work, but
thank
good luck
you.
Out there.
I love you, man.
Welcome.
Peace.
All right. Peace.
Dude, shoelaces is pasta. Grocery store. Peers under food. I think this would be a good place to ask for garbage cereal at.
That guy was nice.
Yeah.
Mountain Market. Hello, Mountain Market.
Hey, I'm sorry. Can you hear me? This is Eric. Can you hear me? Hello?
Oh.
Hi, this is Eric. Hi. Can you hear me?
Barely.
Sorry. Let me try to fix that up.
Okay.
Is that better? I'm sorry. This
a
is
little
Eric.
Bit.
Is this Mountain Market? Is this a
it
market?
Is. Yes, it is.
Well, do you have breakfast?
Like, do I have what?
Like, Friday breakfast?
We have breakfast sandwiches in the warmer. We don't serve the big breakfast.
Do you have, like, sausage?
Yes.
Big sausage? Yeah. Do you have garbage cereal?
Beep, 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 beep.
Oh, my goodness.
I love you.
You do, okay. Bye-bye.
I would like some slices.
I'm sorry, excuse me?
I'd like some slices.
You'd like some slices?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Of meat.
You want some slices of what, pizza?
Meat. Like meat.
We're like a sandwich deli. We don't do like... I'm not sure really what you're asking.
like slices of meat.
Basically. Like what kind of slices of meat are you talking about?
I'll be providing the animal.
Oh, we don't do that service here, sir. I'm sorry. We're just a regular deli. We're not like a butcher shop.
No, it's clean. It's like I cleaned it myself. It's all cleaned up and it was ready to get logged up and sliced into thin paper pieces.
Yeah, we aren't that type of service, sir. We're just a grocery deli store. We're not like a actual slicing, like a butcher.
Do you have the slicing machine?
We do, but we don't do that service, sir.
It's clean. It's clean, clean. I cleaned it up.
Sir, I understand that, but we don't provide that service.
Oh, no. It's just like, you know how you usually do it? Pretty much exactly the same.
I understand what you're saying, sir, but we're not a butcher service. We only slice, like, bologna and that kind of stuff that's in the house. We don't take some stuff that's brought in to slice up.
That's in my house.
I'm sorry, sir. There's nothing we can do for you for that.
He's ready to go. He's ready to turn into sandwiches. That way we can eat them.
I understand that, but we don't provide that service here.
Do you want to look at it, though? It might change your mind.
No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. There's...
Does she rub me? We need some meat rubbed.
We need, Oh, no. Did I call this one? It's in my... Okay. I did not. Oh, this is apparently some sort of market.
You getting it?
How can I help you?
Hello?
Halloween Stop, how can I help you?
I have, I like some slices.
Some what?
Slices.
Slices of what?
Like meat.
Yeah, hold on. Let me give you to our meat department.
Okay.
Hi, this is Garrett.
Hi, Gary. I'd like to get some meat slices.
Yeah. What you looking for?
I'll be providing the animal.
Sorry, what was that?
I'll be providing the animal.
Oh, we actually can't cut anything, like, outside of house here.
Oh, no. It's clean. It's so clean. I cleaned it up and everything. It's ready to go.
Yeah, no, we can't do anything like that here, unfortunately.
No, it's clean. I just picked them up.
Can't do anything like that.
We got the tire mark off of them.
No, sorry, can't do that.
Yeah, look at it then. It's really cool looking. They got all sort of marbling on that meat.
No, what was it?
It had like a concentric ring tail. It was fluffy. It had like black and white stripes.
I gotcha.
It had a funny smell.
All right, man. Anything else I can help you with?
You got any skunk meat down there?
I don't, unfortunately.
Can I bring my skunk meat in?
No, sir.
Okay, I could just leave some out for you then.
All right, man, I gotta let you go.
Thanks.
Have a good one.
I love you.
Bye.
Hootis, I think it's your turn now.
On the deli, how can I help you?
Hi, I was out back and the guy was eating garbage cereal.
I can't hear you.
Did you see the guy out back? I'm sorry, this is Eric. Can you hear me?
Not really. It's really loud in the background.
I'm sorry, give me one second. This is Eric out back. I'm out back. There's a lot of
Eric
stuff going by.
Eric out back?
Yeah. Yes. And the guy with the garbage cereal. No. Hey, listen.
Hello?
Hi. This is Eric.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Go ahead.
I'm out back. There's a guy eating garbage cereal. And, like, he's got an 8-inch sausage and he's eating trash cereal, like, with fortified plutonium.
Mm-hmm.
Are you the manager? Are you the manager of the property?
No, she's not here right now.
Maybe you can help. Can you borrow me a shovel? Do you have a shovel out back here somewhere that I can just use for like an hour?
I do not. Sorry, I don't think I have any shovel.
No. All right. I did accidentally kick a car. I'm not sure whose car it was.
Okay.
Because I was trying to show the guy that was eating the garbage cereal. I was trying to, like, scare him off. And so I was doing, like, roundhouse, woo, 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 you know, like, spin kick. And I accidentally kicked the car, like, 10 times. I don't know if it was yours. It was the white Honda.
It's a white Trailblazer.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry.
Aww.
Shut up. That was your fault. I had her.
You did. You actually genuinely think you did.
She followed me that far. Oh, man.
That's the wrong one. If I went with that one, it would have worked. I'm sorry. I ruined it.
It's a Can you, like, slow it down? Like, that one's, like, real fast.
Like that?
Yeah. No, never mind.
Since I ruined that, do you want another go?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
But I won't say that you ruined it. I was just saying that, like, that's probably what... Oh, Westside, hey, this is Eric. I'm sorry, I'm dealing with something back here.
Do what?
This thing is back here. I'm out back, and this thing's making noise. It's, like, vibrating. I don't know if it's... It's next to this white Trailblazer. Do you know anything?
Well, where,
do you
know what's I don't know where on? You're at.
I'm out back, at? Next to the white Trailblazer, at the Westside Cafe.
I don't know. One second.
I think it came
One
from
second.
Space. I think there's an alien in it.
Are you at the hotel?
Yeah. I'm throwing water on it. It's like getting a little colder and slower.
Okay, 1 second.
Help.
Morning, sir. Sorry, she was a bit in the middle of something. How can I help you?
It's all right. I'm out back next to, like, a white Trailblazer. And there's this noise, like, coming from this, craft, like, next to it. And... I don't know if you can help me.
Are you out back of the motel?
Yeah, and it feels weird. It's like getting hot and like shaking, like my body. I feel like I'm getting lighter.
Are you in the motel?
Yes. No, I'm out back.
All right. I'll come out back and check on you.
They're sending
someone to check on you. I need about 20 minutes off after that one.
Oh no, I bumped the desk.
Hello, Marie. See you guys.
I'm Murray.
Hello?
Hi, Murray.
Hi.
Where's Murray?
Like, the... where's Murray?
Yeah.
Well, he's been dead for 20 years.
Kelly, we have something for him.
For Murray Grant?
Well, if he, you know, Murray, you know?
Okay.
Like, we want to do like Murray.
I'm not sure I'm following.
Like, hold on. You know singing? Murray's been dead for 20 years. Oh, welcome, Speem. Good morning. I'm not gonna go for too long, maybe top of the hour or 30 over.
Good morning, Mitch. How can I help you?
We have, an issue.
Yes?
We would like to have some meat.
Pardon me?
We'd like to, have some meat.
Okay. What can I get for you?
I'll be providing the meat.
Who is this?
Murray. What is this number that's calling me back? Hello? Oh, who's this?
Well, I thought I called the number back that called here. I'm calling with the Brookside Inn in Smyrna, Maine.
Oh, yeah.
And had someone call here talking about being by a white trailblazer.
Oh, yeah. Well, I found this phone by the White Trailblazer.
Okay. I don't know that you're calling the right place right now. I don't know that person called
Brooksdale
the right
Inn?
Place.
Is this the Brookside Inn?
This is the Brookside Inn in Smyrna, Maine.
Yeah.
Northern Maine.
I found this phone on the floor over there.
Okay. But somebody just called saying that something was going on. They need to check on something. I'm just letting them know that this can't be the place because I just went and walked around and there was nobody here.
Was there like a buzzing noise? I came outside to investigate that noise and then like I saw this phone laying on the floor.
Did you stay in the motel last night?
No, I'm just, you know, yeah, it's going around. Yeah, I was looking for, you know, bites of food to eat and stuff. And this phone was just ringing though and I picked it up.
Okay, I guess I am completely lost right now. I don't know. I'm not picking up what you're talking about, I guess.
You're the Brookside Inn?
The Brookside Inn.
Yeah, the Brookside Inn.
What city are you in, or what state?
Smyrna, Maine.
Smyrna, yeah. So that's here.
Yeah.
But
I found this phone in your parking lot.
I just told the person that called me earlier that I would... You're sitting in the parking lot right now?
No, I found it in the parking lot. I'm at the restaurant right now. Do you want me to bring this phone back?
Are you in the restaurant?
At the restaurant.
Okay. If you wanted to bring in whatever you have, that would be good, because, again, I apologize. I'm confused as to what you're talking about.
So. Whose phone is this, though? Because I just found it laying out there on the ground.
I've got you.
Hey, whoa,
if you want to bring it
hello?
In here, we will hold it
hey.
For... Whoever.
Hey, what's
lost.
Up? Hey, yeah, I think so.
All right. Thank you.
Hey, where am I? What happened? What happened?
I don't know. Oh, you hung up. I think that was a good. That's the fun of having a callback number. You just say you found the phone on the floor. Do you want to go?
Thank you for calling Verstappen Motel.
I can for like 15, 20.
Reservations for the hotel can be taken care of by the restaurant if no one is in the hotel office. For our restaurant, please press 1. For to hear our daily lunch specials, press 1. To place a to-go order, press 2. For all other calls, please press 0 to speak.
0.
You've made an invalid selection. You've made an invalid selection.
God.
To hear our daily lunch specials, press 1. To place a to-go order, press 2. For all other calls, please press 0 to speak with a member of our staff and someone will be with you shortly.
What's that machine's problem?
Bear Sam.
Hi, we'd like to get some meat.
Some meat?
Yeah.
Bye, guys. This is a restaurant.
Yes.
So what exactly do you mean?
I will be providing it, the meat. So if you could cook it.
Oh, no, we don't do that.
No, it's good. It's clean meat. We had it tested for rabies and stuff.
Yeah, no, we still don't do that.
No, it's clean, though. It's clean, 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 clean. I don't. There's something fun about saying I'll be providing the meat. I don't know where, like, who this is, but he's somewhere with a lot of loud machines.
Working.
Oh.
General.
Do you have that new garbage cereal?
Hello.
Yeah. Do you have the new cereal?
Hello.
Hi, hello, hi.
What cereal?
It's garbage cereal. Where's the pizza at?
Sorry, what was that?
There's usually a pizza out there, but there's nothing out there.
Where?
T&S.
Yeah, we make pizza.
There's no pizza, though.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hey, T&S?
Yes, this is T&S.
There's no pizza.
No pizza?
Yeah.
For what?
Outside.
Outside?
Yeah.
Why would we have pizza outside?
You have it outside.
Do I have pizza outside? No.
That's the problem.
Why would that be a problem? You have to come in the store to get pizza.
No, there's usually pizza outside.
In the warmer?
No. In a box.
All right, who is this?
Murray.
Okay, what are you talking about, a pizza in a box outside?
Usually there's a pizza in a box outside.
I don't put a pizza out box outside. In a box.
Why?
Outside. Because we don't.
Please?
No. If you want a pizza, you order one, you come in and get it.
No, you put it outside for me and I get it.
No, I don't put anything outside unless someone comes in and pays for it.
You'll put the pizza outside for me.
Not if you're going to not come inside and pay for it. You got to come inside and make a purchase.
I've never come inside to pay for a pizza. I get the one that's outside.
There's never one outside.
That's the problem.
No.
Yes.
If you want to be serious about a conversation, call back.
No, because I want the pizza. Oh. Oh, the circular. Oh, I don't know why I'm doing this. It's just, you know, I have an urge. I have an urge. I didn't see, Mumble doesn't scroll with the chat too good.
Good morning, Rubens.
Hi, I'm from T&S.
Okay.
Can we borrow your pizza?
Can you what?
We need to borrow your pizza for a little bit.
Borrow it?
Yeah. Hi, I'm from Rubens.
Yeah.
Can we borrow some food from you?
You'd have to take that up with the owner. He's not here right now.
Are you Breton?
I am the Breton store. Yes.
Do you have a pizza there?
What kind?
Any kind of pizza. Our pizza, we loaned our pizza out to T&S, and they haven't given it back to us yet.
Yeah. We don't have any made right now.
If you get one going, we could just borrow it for a little bit. We'll send one of our Reuben boys down there, pick it up.
Okay.
And we could just borrow it for a bit.
Yeah.
If they don't use it, we'll bring it back to you. And
all
right. You can give it to somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Come on in later and figure out what's going on here.
Do you have a cup of sugar?
We have some here.
We're trying to bake a cake, too, and we ran out of sugar, believe it or not. Could you just come down there and get a cup of sugar in the pizza? And some eggs.
I mean, you'd have to talk to whoever's got the register, so.
Oh. We're making a cake.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want any?
No, I'm all right.
It's a chocolate cake. I got chocolate in it. It's chocolate cake. Hello? don't think that one counts. Hello?
Hello? Yes?
We have issues.
Sorry?
I have issues.
Sorry, what do you say?
I have issues. We'd like to come down.
Pick up?
We're from the other one. We're from the motel.
From motel?
Yeah.
For room?
No, can we borrow a pizza from you guys?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, your voice is not come to clear.
Hold on. Is that better?
No, hello?
How about this? Is that better?
No, it first you cut and call again, please.
Call again? Is this better?
Yes, you call back, please.
Is this better?
Your voice is not come to clear. Please call back again.
We were granted permission to call back. Hello, can you hear me better now?
Hello?
Hello? Oh my god, that's terrible.
Hello, yes?
We're from the motel.
How can I help you?
Can we bring some of our guests down there?
Sorry?
I'm from the motel. We ran out of room. Can we bring some of the guests down there? That way, so they can see.
You stay for motel?
Yeah.
In room number?
No, I'm the front desk. We have an overbooking of guests.
We'd like to move them
to the restaurant for a couple days.
You booking for when you come?
No, we're gonna move guests into the restaurant for beds and stuff.
Restaurant back to for staff?
We're gonna move the guests, you know, we're gonna take their beds and put them in the dining room.
Oh, dining?
Yeah.
Okay, you can come in, shine. Hello?
Hello? We're going to move our guests into the dining room for bed style. For sleeping.
For sleeping?
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
I'm calling from the motel.
Okay.
We'd like to move some of our guests into your dining room.
Sorry?
We'd like to move some of our guests into your dining room.
Right now?
Yeah, we overbooked. We ran out of room, so we're just going to use your dining room for bedrooms.
You want to use our dining room for what purpose?
Bedrooms.
Bedrooms?
Yeah.
No, sorry.
Yes. No, it's because we overbooked.
No.
They'd just like to borrow your dining room to put all the guests in.
It can't be happen, I think. We have to ask our manager.
Is he awake?
Sorry?
Is he awake?
I'm sorry, we can't do that.
Can we wake you up?
Sorry?
Can we wake you up?
I don't get you.
Do you feel better now?
But then, dining room use all today.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, yes.
Can we do a bugles down there?
You want to need for dining room?
Yeah, we want to.
But we don't have any dining room.
No. We would like to move guests into your business there, into the main room.
You need for rooms?
We need to move our guests into the rooms at the restaurant.
Restaurant. Our restaurant open in 11:30.
No, because we're gonna put them there so they can sleep and stuff. You got a couple of strong boys. They got the guests in the bed already loaded up in the hallway. We're just gonna walk them over and put them in your dining room.
No, we don't have dining room. Sorry.
Your main. Where do the people eat then?
You for coming for dinner, breakfast, or lunch?
No, you know where people go sit down and eat.
No, we don't have any dining room. Sorry.
Where do people eat in then?
People living in for more 25 to 30 people stay for just for any party or any anniversary like dads, and when people coming and to take lunch, dinner, and breakfast, that is possible. But if you do not have any function, any program, we don't have any dining room.
No, because we're gonna borrow your building. We're gonna move the guests into your building.
Okay, you just that all about you asking for our manager. She come after half an hour. You call back from half an hour.
No, because we gotta move them in because they're starting to get awake because of the bugles.
Okay, that's all about think you asking for our manager because she is not now here. You can call after half an hour and you can ask any question for her.
Do you want to hear the bugle, though? Oh my goodness.
Good morning, KC's.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, can we, first of all, I need to get this out of the way. How are you doing?
Good.
Good, are we able to come down with the bugle?
You must have the wrong number. This is Casey's Country Store in Parkman.
Yeah, Casey's Country Store in Parkman.
Yes.
We received a request to come down there with our bugle to wake the people up.
You were requested to come down to Casey's Country Store with a bugle to wake everybody up?
Yes.
Okay. Did you want to order anything?
it's Easter and stuff.
Yeah.
That's when these bunny, like, grows from the dead or something?
Something.
I think so.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Happy Easter. Hi.
Pardon?
Happy Easter.
Hello?
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
Okay. How can I help? Hi.
Maybe? Yes.
Hello?
Yeah. I had a question. The reverse. I had a question for you, honey. I knew we lost. It was too much.
Do you want to try again?
Yeah, I'm gonna just try again.
Okay. A vegan restaurant in the UK. Oh no, this costs cents a minute. I only have 10 cents on this phone.
So it's got to be a good one.
Hello?
Hello, how you
Hello.
Doing? You open? Good afternoon.
Yeah.
You guys open down there?
Really?
You guys open? You got the trash, the garbage waffles, please.
Huh?
You open. Good afternoon. This is Eric. What's your problem?
Huh?
I'm trying to ask you a question.
I'm the owner. Give me the phone. I'm the owner.
Shop is open. I'm not open.
Oh, is that why you're being an asshole?
Learning post English, okay. You say you open.
Oh,
what do you mean
English?
Yeah, what do you mean open?
I'm sorry.
Okay, bye.
Hey, no. Don't go
bye.
I want to ask you.
Oh
man. See that one? That one? Maybe I'll blame you. It's too much for him.
He couldn't handle the
Yeah, but it's a wash because he didn't really speak English, so
they're calling England.
I didn't lose much there.
He's speaking.
How is he learning English? Yeah, I heard it's bad there, but jeez.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
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 Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah.
What can I do for you?
Can you come down with the bugle?
Sir, come again?
The bugle. We need to test this thing out and make sure people are awake. We wake up all the... wake up everybody, like... get them awake.
Call early morning is nice.
Yeah. Do you have any enemies?
Can you do it again? I like it.
Yeah.
One more time.
Bye. È un film che parte con questo, mi sembra uno di Fantozzi.
Can you ask me one more time?
Oh.
We're gonna Shazam because we like the music. One second. Bye.
Okay.
Hey, I speak Italian.
Oh. One more time.
Yeah. I only know the one thing though.
The human race, the frantic.
Yeah.
Hey, I speak Italian, hey.
Grande,
hey,
americano.
Hey, Americano. It's... Yeah. Paisano.
New York, American, eh?
Pepperoni, mozzarella, what's up with you? Hi, what a matter for you?
La dobbiamo mettere noi, no, non la puoi mettere. Are you America?
Right here, not America.
Yeah.
No, I'm Italian.
I'm
Italian. Oh.
This is America, Italian-America, not real Italian, eh?
I'm American, he's Italian.
Uh-oh.
Italiano.
Sono in 5-6 forse. Questa è una radio. Giapponese.
Baby, 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 baby. Lei Katashi wa.
Cinese.
Hey.
Adesso è mongolo.
Hey. We're American, we love you.
Yeah.
I love you.
Ah, thank you, thank you. Can you put one more the song, please? We like. Bye. Right. No, questa. The other.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you so much for that. We like, because it's good for us to enjoy. Gracias.
Thank you. We love you, man.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Peace.
Ciao.
Oh, ciao, ciao. I know ciao. Yay, ciao. Woo.
Ciao, bello.
Ciao.
Forza.
Thank you.
Grande.
Ciao, bello. Forza.
Thank you.
Ciao.
Spreading international love. Just
yeah.
Spreading peace across the world.
These guys are fun. Hootis, do you wanna do bugle?
Yeah.
Oh, we're still in the UK. Because why not? Oh, that works out because it cost cents a minute. Closed.
Man, you should definitely be you know, like, do you have like
every minute?
Oh, why are you saying it cost you 10 cents a minute?
Well, some of the minutes aren't free.
Well, you should maybe, like,
sorry,
have a podcast.
The
part of
the call belonging to is full and can't accept.
With, like, whole episodes on it or whatever.
I'll provide a service in exchange for money?
It's a thought.
Oh, that's crazy, man.
Or, no, not necessarily that, but provide a service and provide a way for... fans to, you know, donate.
Oh, potentially.
It's more of like.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Good afternoon. This is Eric. I'm out back.
Sorry.
Can you hear me? Okay. I'm sorry. Can you hear me?
A bit. I can kind of understand, yeah.
We're out back, and there's like this crazy, what do you call it? Have you seen this morning so far yet at all?
Sorry?
You know tomorrow's Easter, right? There's this thing out here. Out back. This is Eric.
There's this thing out back.
I'm sorry. Yes. It's a, like a craft. And there's a Easter bunny like looking creature. It's like 10 foot tall.
Uh-huh. Okay. How can I help you, sir?
You should really... Well, I'd like to hang out with you and tell you more about it.
It's okay, thanks. So I have to go see some customers right now.
No. I can get you dinner. Or is it time for breakfast or brunch or lunch?
Can I call you back, sir? Sorry.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I love you. And your feet.
Oh, she's gone. She's gone.
But not forever, because she's going to call back.
Oh, yeah, she will. Oh, hopefully it doesn't cost her any money on her minutes.
Was she in the UK?
Yeah.
She sounded like a slut.
Speem, do you want to make a phone call?
Yeah. What's the premise?
Oh, I don't know.
Is it England?
Yeah.
Okay.
My premise was I was trying to hook up.
Hello, good afternoon.
Oh, hi. Sorry, I'm an American and I'm having a hard time speaking to the people around here. Is it okay if I practice my practice your language?
Pardon?
I'm American. Can you understand me?
Yes, I can understand you, yeah. How can I help you, please?
Can I try to speak in your language? Is it okay if I practice?
Yes, go on. Speak then.
Okay, hold on. Let me open my book. Hello, love.
Hello, love.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you, mate?
Hi. I'm good, mate.
I'm sorry. Am I doing okay so far?
You're... if you know what, you're a fucking twat. Fuck off me, you know? Yeah? Is that okay?
I don't understand. Let me look that up.
That was funny. You fucking twat.
Oh my god, I lost a penny. I lost a penny dialing UK. Jesus Christ, it's the end of the world. I lost a penny. This show has lost money now.
Yo, let me give you some. Oh wait, you don't have a. Oh shoot.
Hello, Swamiton.
Can I practice?
Say that again, darling.
You're the Swan with two necks?
Yes, in London, yeah.
Can we practice?
What do you mean, practice, darling?
We're with the Buglers. We want to try out before the knights come.
1 second.
Yes.
Hi. Can we come down there for a little bit of practice? You're the Swan with two necks. Hello? Some sort of...
Where are you calling from?
We're calling, you know, from down around the way.
Down and around the way?
Yeah.
We're slightly busy at the moment. What's it in regards to?
Longdon.
Yeah, but what's it in regards to?
We'd like to come down there and practice a little bit. We're with the Buglers.
I'm not interested, thank you. Goodbye.
No, you need to wake up. You need to wake up. We'll wake everybody up. Oh, the old jaw harp.
Thank you.
I feel that the jaw harp is always an instant hang-up, though.
No. I don't believe it. Hootis.
I think it's a high percentage.
Smithton's Food Market.
It's a lot. It's kind of like a litmus test.
Can you give me could you give me directions, please, John?
Oh.
It was so loud.
It was so loud.
I couldn't even.
Okay, I already... I like using my free minutes in the UK.
Nice.
You have to try again.
Thanks for calling. If you'd like to make a booking or for your privacy policy, you can do this on our website. Or to make a booking now, please...
The digit selected was invalid.
Oh,
please
Jesus.
Try again.
She's scolding me.
Thanks for calling. If you'd like to make a booking or for your privacy policy, you can do this on our website. Or to make a booking now, please press 1. Alternatively, press 2 to speak to the pub.
In the hole in the wall, Lucy speaking. How can I help?
Good afternoon, Lizzie. Can you give me directions? Hello, could you give me directions, please?
Sorry, say again.
Trying to get there. Can you give
where
me directions?
You? From where are you
I'm
now?
I'm on Main Street.
You're where?
North Street.
North Street. I don't know where
7.
That is. Are you by any
it's
to
in, it's
shops
in Tehran.
Or anything? Where?
It's in Lebanon.
Lebanon, right, sure. Bye.
I'm in Lebanon.
Well, where are you? He went, I'm in North Street. I said, I don't know where that is. Are you by any shops or anything? He's like, it's in Lebanon. I
hey,
went,
babe,
sorry,
but
where?
You didn't hang
went, it's in Lebanon. I went, all right, okay, bye. What is the point?
Hey.
Might ring him back and go,
no, Ben. Yeah,
yeah,
do it.
Yes,
do it.
Oh,
Michael, ring him back. Got it. Got the one?
Hello, I can hear you.
Go up. I found it the other day. Clear.
Hello? Oh man, that was crazy.
It's still connected. Okay, now it's disconnected. It's a real phone, so. All right, we're going to do the last couple calls here, and then we're going to call it a morning. Oh, that's 2 cents a minute. No.
I don't understand why she couldn't just give me directions.
I don't know.
Hello, Bersana.
Hi, I need directions.
Sorry, I can't hear you.
I need directions.
You need a waitress.
Yo.
I don't think that counts. No, that's the wrong one. This is the right one.
Good afternoon, for lunch.
Hi, can we borrow a waitress?
What was that, sorry?
Can we borrow a waitress?
A waitress?
Yeah. We're at the Buglers.
What was that, sorry?
We're at the Buglers. We need somebody who knows how to, like, do a bugle. Okay, I think that counts for me. Speem.
Hey.
You, make a call?
Sure.
Okay, and then Hootis, and then the show's over.
Thanks for calling Sizzling. If you'd like to make a booking or view your privacy policy, you can do this online at sizzlingpubs.co.uk. Or to make a booking now, please... Sorry, we can't answer your call right now. For our opening hours, menus, or to book a table, please visit our
bollocks.
Website.
Okay, they didn't pick up. Great Western Cafe.
Is that just a dining establishment?
Yeah, a restaurant. It's got a picture of beans and stuff. I think that's beans and ice cream. It looks very peculiar.
Willie's Kitchen.
Hi there. I'm American. I'm sorry about my accent. But I've got a little bit of a problem.
Oh, he hung up instantly. What a fucking, you know.
I was gonna say I had an English breakfast and I can't stop shitting. Hi, this morning I had an English breakfast there.
Yeah?
Hello? And yes, I've been pretty sick this morning.
You had English breakfast here?
Yeah, and I'm American, so maybe my stomach isn't used to this Western food, but I ate it and I got sick. And now I'm having a really tough
time.
The name of my camp is Camp Schuler. I've been shitting since about.
So your voice is breaking. Sorry, can you please tell me the time you came here?
Yeah, probably around 10 in the Queen's morning.
At
can. Sure, let me transfer your call to the inside dormitory, yeah?
Jesus. I'm sorry. I'm American. I had an English breakfast there, and yeah, I'm having a tough time.
Okay, this is the Tibu Sultan Birmingham. We don't do breakfast at all. We're opening at 12 o'clock.
Well, maybe that's why. The food seemed really strange. What was it that I ate?
Sorry?
Do you have food there?
Sorry, your voice is breaking down.
Okay, sorry. I had a fecal matter and shit, and I shit a little bit.
Man! Does that work? I'm not sure if I went overboard or not.
Oh, that sounded great.
Okay, who this?
Rosin just showed up.
Oh.
BTW.
Oh, I didn't see that. Hello, Rosin. Do you want to make an early morning phone call?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm also sorry, but I'm about to, like, wrap it up. Who this is going to do a call, and then that's going to be the end of the show, unfortunately. Do you want to do this one, Rosin, or is it Hootis? That's a grocery store.
Hootis said he had to be right back. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Oh. That doesn't count for anybody.
Come.
Supermarket with an ethical focus.
Rosin, you're going?
James Brody.
I'm just, you know, clicking, and it's happening. Okay, that one doesn't cost any minutes.
Hello, sir. How are you doing today?
Sorry?
Hello?
Hello?
Hey,
Hello?
How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Okay, we have a bit of a thing happening.
Yeah.
We're with the Buglers. We'd just like to wake everybody up. When do you need us?
Sorry, I'm not quite following what you mean.
We're with the Buglers.
Right.
When do you want us to come down to wake everybody up?
Sorry, I'm just going to have to quickly hand the phone to someone else. Just hold on for me 1 second.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, how can I help you?
We're at the Buglers.
Mate, I don't understand what you're saying. Can you speak in English, please?
I'm with the Buglers.
Sorry?
I'm with the Buglers. Oh. Dick. Rosin, I'm not sure if your microphone broke or something, but you went like completely silent. All right, Hootis.
All right.
Oh, what the hell? One more round of calls for everybody.
Thanks for calling Ember Inns. If you'd like to make a booking or view our privacy policy, you can do this online at emberinns.co.
The digit selected was invalid.
Oh, God.
Please
damn it.
Try again.
I pressed 2. I don't know what it is.
Hello, Nicole. We're Jeff speaking. How can I help?
Hi. Happy Easter.
Hello, I'm out back.
Hi, this is
You're
Eric.
You're out the bar?
Yes, ma'am. And I said happy Easter. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter to you too.
Cause I'm out back and there's the Easter bunny, you know, like a rabbit. Can you hear me?
What's this about? Sorry.
There's a rabbit.
You're out back as in
Yes. Yeah, I'm out behind the place and there's a rabbit and like I thought it was dead, but it's like getting up. It's like, and it's big. I don't know if you have a shovel I can hit it with or something. What was your name? I didn't get it.
What's this about, sorry?
I'm sorry. I'm out back and there's a big rabbit.
Oh, she hung up.
Happy
Why'd
Easter.
She hang up?
Oh, man. Damn it.
Do you want to try again?
Yeah.
Okay. Patrick's
of course,
Caribbean.
I'm in for sure. I'll try again all day. For an audience of one.
How many people are listening? Oh, two listeners on the Rogue Server thing. Welcome to the show. You're listening live.
On the chatsky?
You're more than likely listening in the mumble. So hello to the two people in the chat room. Shit, I haven't been looking at the chat. I also don't think these guys are going to pick up. Istanbul restaurant.
Hey, how you doing?
Hello.
Hello, this is Eric. Can you help me, please? I would like directions, if you could give them to me. Please.
I can't hear you, sorry.
This is Eric. Can you give me, I had a problem yesterday out back. Happy Easter. Happy Easter. I love you. But I did have a complaint out back, an issue, situation. Is that a baby? Can you tell her to shut up?
Yeah, what? Sorry, what issue?
Just like this craft. Well, there's this rabbit you know, like an Easter bunny, like a big one. And I thought it, I actually thought it was dead. I thought it was, tell that baby to shut up, finally. But and then it rose, like it was coming back alive, like tomorrow.
Hello?
Are you chopping the meat? I love you. Are you playing the piano or chopping the meat?
Yes. Okay, Speem.
All right, can you do the bugle at the right time?
I'll try. I don't know if there's any right time. Well, every time's right time for a bugle, honestly.
Yeah, I agree.
Big John's lowly middleway. Oh, and they said no. Oh, that costs 2 cents a minute. No way. Nando's.
Big John and Murray have been dead for...
Want to order for collection? Head to nandos.co.uk or use our app. We can't take phone orders. Just a heads up, we can't currently cater for dietary requirements with online orders. For allergen information, you can check the online menu. Already, hey, you're through to Nando's. Want to order for collection? Head to...
I don't know what one is. I'm scared.
Nando's, Grand Central, speaking.
Hi, this is Nando's. Okay,
yeah,
we're a couple Americans. We're trying to come down there. And we want to perform. We're from the Buglers. Is it okay if you tell me the directions there?
You have to just find it, mate.
Okay. Can somebody go outside? We're gonna be playing this nonstop, and maybe you hear if we're getting louder. Can you hear us out there? We might be in the alley.
He said no.
Ugh.
I think this works better at hotels. Okay, I'll get a hotel. Do you want an English hotel or an American hotel? I think an English hotel.
Oh, we could do it. Yeah, that'd be great.
I'm living life on the edge. I haven't checked if I called this one before.
Hotel, how can I help?
Hello, we're from down the street. We're part of an ensemble. Can you hear us? If you go outside, can you hear us? We're trying to make our way to your establishment.
Oh, okay, and whereabouts are you at the moment?
I think we're just down the way. There's only two of us. Can you see us down there?
No, we can't see anything from the reception desk, just where the Belgrade Theatre is.
There's a bloke on the bugle and a bloke on the flute. I'm on the flute.
Yeah, so I can give you directions if you tell me what's around you, but I can't leave the desk at the moment.
All right, just can you say it in like a musical form, because that's how I process information.
Okay.
You say, just walk up the street and then take a left. Then take a right and then go to the way. Something like that.
So, whereabouts are you now?
I think we're just down the way. We're on a cobblestone street. Do you have any of those around you?
No, sorry.
Ew. What is it then? Looks rocky.
And is the that, only thing I can suggest is...
Do you think we should change key?
It's completely up to you. It's all right, because I'm just trying to think whereabouts you'd be, but I'm not too sure. The only thing I can suggest is to use Google Maps.
What's a Google? We find our way through the streets with echolocation, with music. We're an ensemble.
Okay, so, unfortunately, I can't help you if you're not too sure where you are, because I don't know where you are.
We're going go to go to the top,
actually hear you. Just
okay.
Choose.
We're going to go as loud as possible. See if you can hear us in down the way. Is that better?
I'm really sorry if I can't, like, hear
sing
because
it, please.
Of the
can
music.
Can you say it in, like, a sing-song?
Yeah, if I can't help you, I'm just going to terminate the call.
But we're almost there.
Okay, well, you'll have to ask someone on the street for directions then. I'm really sorry, I can't help you. I'm going to have to terminate the call because I can't actually hear you when you play music down the phone.
Can you terminate the call musically? She stayed on way too long.
She was enthused by the bugling. Okay, Hudas, you have to talk to an English hotel. If you want to. Oh, that's 88 cents.
I thought that last one was the last.
Yeah, but then I started calling hotels, and it was like the buglers.
I gotta go. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you. Thank you anyway. All right, I'm gonna do the buglers, and then we're gonna shut it down.
Edgbaston Park Hotel and Conference Center. For bedroom reservations, please press 1. For meetings and conferences, please press 2. For weddings and special events, please press 3. For all other inquiries and to speak to our 24-hour reception team, please press 4. To listen to these options, thank you for calling Edgbaston Park Hotel. Adriana speaking. How can I help?
Hello, Adriana. How are you doing this morning?
Hello. Hi.
We're at the Buglers. We want to make sure everybody's awake for the day.
Sorry?
We're at the Buglers. Can we come down and make sure everybody's awake? Okay, that doesn't count. I keep saying that's the end of the show, but then I keep going. I think I called these people before, but they're not on the list.
Thank you for calling Podcast.
reservations, please press 1. For meetings and events, please press 2. For table dining reservations...
This key is not valid. Please try again.
Thank you for calling Park House Hotel.
This key is not valid. Please try again.
Thank you for calling Park House Hotel.
Your call cannot be transferred. Please try again later.
A different bugle key? I have more bugles, but I don't want to, get them. Oh, I know what you mean. They said no.
Welcome to the Novotel Wolverhampton. Thank you for calling. If you know the extension you are calling for, please dial it now. Otherwise, select from the following. For reservations, please select 1. For meetings and events, including weddings, please select 2. For hotel reception and all other inquiries, please select 3. To hear this message again...
It's coming through loud and clear.
Good afternoon, Novotel. Val speaking. Can I help you?
Hi, Beth. Do you have a room for 20 nights?
Ooh. Hold on, I'll get my supervisor to have a look for you. From when?
From
today?
I'm not sure when we're going to be getting down there. It's me and my men.
Okay, hold on for me.
Shannon speaking.
Hi, Shannon. Do you have enough room for me and my men?
So, checking in when?
I'm not sure. We don't know how far away we are from the hotel currently and how long it's going to take to get there.
Okay. Oh, okay. So, is it checking in today? Is it checking in tomorrow?
We don't know yet. We just want to see if you'd be able to, accommodate 20 nights for one room.
One room?
Yeah.
Yeah, we would be able to accommodate that.
And would they all be able to fit inside?
How many people is it for?
We have 20 nights.
So they'd need individual rooms?
No. Preferably one room.
You can only fit 2 adults in one room?
We fit a lot of them together.
No.
Yeah.
Health and safety, 2 adults only, 2 people per room.
Oh, they're nights, so... Yeah, they're my men. Okay, thank you. Thank you for listening this morning. I really appreciate it. And thank you, Carthor and Oscillator Speem. Wasted's actually listening. And me, I'm here in the chat. I don't know what I'm gonna do for outro music. Silence? I might do another show tomorrow, same time, from 7 to 9 a.m. So, yeah. Everyone go to work now. Thank you. Thank you. Good morning.
The six. My card is off a crazy tricks.